Now to the White House, where all eyes will be on it today as Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky meets with President Donald Trump. He will be surrounded by support as he will be accompanied by the leaders of the UK, France and Germany, along with the European Commission President and the NATO Secretary General. On the table is Ukraine's future. It follows a meeting between President Putin and US President Donald Trump 3 days ago. Even though President Trump failed to walk away with a planned ceasefire, yesterday the US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff said the White House had secured critical wins from that summit with security guarantees for Ukraine. Well, to look at these guarantees and this meeting today, we can speak to Orisia Lucevic. She's the head of Ukraine Forum at Chatham House. Good morning, Orisia.
Good morning to you.
So how do you view this path to a planned ceasefire amid Donald Trump's stark demands? Would you be confident of any progress being made at today's meeting?
Well, first of all, the whole ceasefire agenda has been hijacked by Putin because this has been one of the preconditions even to meet with Trump back in spring. But he managed to mislead everybody and get that meeting with President Trump actually while he keeps bombing Ukrainian cities. And today there was a very devastating attack on a high-rise in Kharkiv. So Ukrainians have very little trust that Putin wants peace, first of all, and that he is using diplomatic front to simply buy in time for his army while it is preparing for another push in Donbass.
So then what will Zelensky's agenda be today? Will he feel he has to tread carefully, especially after that heated exchange with President Trump over the conditions of America's aid package for Ukraine that we saw?
Absolutely. And I think it's very reassuring for Kyiv that it will be done jointly with the key European leaders, including Prime Minister Starmer, Macron, Ursula von der Leyen. And this is what it is. It's not just Ukraine's future is at stake. It's Europe's future is at stake. Because if Trump agrees that Putin has the right of veto on NATO, has the right to change borders by force in Europe, not in America, then all European countries will feel insecure. And this is what President Zelensky and European leaders will try to be doing, is to mitigate the damage and to try to convince Trump that Putin doesn't really want peace, that he has to put more pressure on Russia and to curtail its war machine by these secondary sanctions.
What do you make of President Trump's statement to the Ukrainian president ahead of this meeting saying you can end the war if you want to?
Well, exactly. I think this is actually misplacing the emphasis on who is the guilty party of the war. This war is an unprovoked aggression and Ukraine is fighting a defensive war. Yes, if Ukraine surrenders, if you follow that logic, of course it can end the war. But this is not what Ukrainian people want. And I look at the numbers, 70% of Ukrainians as of now are ready to carry the burden of war rather than to surrender.
Now, as you were saying, it's not just for Ukraine, but the rest of Europe in terms of those security guarantees and the importance of that. Many critics are saying that giving Putin what he wants in terms of ceding territory, which is at the heart of what is a massive issue, would lead to him going further in the future. So is it the NATO security guarantee that that will be ultimately the only thing that will prevent the Russian president from invading Ukraine again?
Well, you know, to be honest, of course, this would increase the chances of President Putin thinking twice before another invasion, knowing that he has to face not only Ukrainian armed forces, but a collective force of allies. But honestly, nothing guarantees. What we have right now in Moscow is a fundamentally militaristic neo-imperialist regime that is putting all its economic resources into the war, brainwashing its population. It's a very dangerous, you know, type of government right now in Moscow. So we have to all build very strong deterrence. Even if there is a ceasefire, even if there is frozen conflict in Ukraine, we want to make sure that no more encroachment happens either against Ukraine or against other European countries.
And looking after whatever happens at today's meeting, President Trump has indicated that he would first meet with Zelensky today and then he'd look to bring Putin and the Ukrainian leader together for a trilateral session. But Putin has so far rejected meeting with Zelensky and he hasn't given any indication that he's changed that position.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. Putin basically denies Zelensky as being legitimate president of Ukraine. It sounds super hypocritical from somebody who has rigged elections and created autocracy in Russia. But he fundamentally wants to create show Ukraine as a failed state that it only the big superpowers should decide the fate of Ukraine, such as US and Russia. And Ukraine is not an agent, is not a country to make deals with.
Well, many will be in the White House today for those discussions. Arisia Lutsevich, the head of Ukraine Forum at Chatham House, thank you very much for speaking to us.